Today at Kwarinam is January 12th here on the beautiful Garden Island of Kauai. We have two Madhavasi, that's a Hindu monk, arrived back from Seattle after a fantastic fundraising for the Foundation of Birabhan Temple tour. That is Natrim Thundanatha and a senior sadhaka, Harnaninatha. They came back glowing and full of wonderful stories. Our six young men, 8 years old to 12, in Bangalore, Padasala, that's a training school for priests, are doing very well. Email tells us they're not missing their family at all. They're thinking about coming here to Garden Island of Kauai, Kauai-Arinam, in 6 years from now. We have a lot of questions today, but first I want to say thank you, Saraswati, in Singapore, for the very nice happy birthday message. Here's one from Trinidad about the caste system. Is the caste system God created? Well, in every country there is a caste system, and you can't impose one caste system upon another. That just does not work. The caste system in India developed over thousands of years. The caste system in America developed over several hundred years. In Europe, much longer. Whether it's caste or class, it is based on four things: workers, businessmen, politicians and defenders of the country, and religious leaders. Thank you, Pandit Ram Bachman in Trinidad. Here's another question from California about the caste system. In the United States, mandirs and temples are coming up in almost every city. Should they seek only the Brahmin caste for priests? No. A Brahmin is according to how he lives and the occupation that he performs. Any person who is of a spiritual nature can become a priest if he's properly trained. His qualifications, he should come from a reputable padasala, and that's a training school. And according to his qualifications, you would have to look at his diploma or talk to his professors as to his qualifications. And there are many levels of qualifications for priests in the world today, especially outside of India. There's another question. What sort of a salary should a priest earn in the United States? Of course, he should earn the same respect and salary as a Protestant minister, a rabbi. But that is not often the case. Often, priests are paid according to standards within India itself, and they're quite content and happy with that. Another question: should the priest be able to take a tip, which is called dakshina, like a waiter does in a restaurant, and be paid just a little bit in the temple? That would be another way around paying a high salary to a priest, as allow him to work for his tip or dakshina. Many temples do this, and the priests are very happy. And in other temples, because everyone is human, the priests are underpaid and not treated with respect or properly. Thank you, California, for the very nice question. And here's another question from Nellie Sayer in San Diego. What is the purpose of a soul that continues living in a vegetative state? I would assume that would mean a coma. For the soul does not live in a coma. Only the physical body does. The soul is free but earthbound. Living in the astral body can travel any place, any country, visit friends, relatives, and may be quite happy if it's a happy person, while the physical body is laying there like being asleep. The soul living in the astral body is wide awake, learning, studying, but living close to the earth. Souls in this state can see you quite often, but you cannot see them. It may seem that this is a useless life for the soul, having a physical body in a coma, but still, it is within the soul's karma, and the soul may need this release to fulfill certain karmas. We know not what they are. Here's another question. This question comes from Sadhunatha, who sends out the tutor chorale daily from his computer network in Southern California. It has created a lot of controversy. Verses 901 through 904, I'll read what they say. Those who dote upon their wives will not achieve great success, and those of great ambition avoid that very thing. Next one. The richness of a man who rashly follows a woman's ways will buy him only shameful shame. Verse 903. It's getting worse. An abnormal submissiveness to his spouse will earn a man endless disgrace among decent men. Verse 904. Though he has mastered the doing of deeds, the henpecked husband merits little in this life or the next. Well, to me, that's very clear. If you want to be Mr. Wimp, don't complain about it. There has to be one head of the house, either the woman or the man. There can't be two, only if you want a clash. I think I'm summing up with these ancient verses written 2,200 years ago are saying we haven't progressed that much. They had the same problems then as we have now. Saint Tudor of Olivar understood the balance of the id and the pingala currents and the shushumna that we're talking about actually in the last 2 weeks on the internet in the lesson of the day. It's all there. Listen to it, understand it, and you'll get a deepening of what these ancient verses mean. Thank you, people out there in cyberspace. You're beautiful people. Your soul is shining. You're living in an astral body. You're living in a physical body. Keep repeating to yourself so that you convince yourself of this. I am not my body, my mind, nor my emotions. I'm a pure soul, untainted, untarnished, free, but evolving through the experiences of life. We take the lesson out of each experience and move on. We'll talk again tomorrow. More questions, please.